Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is September 22nd, the year 2023. You're tuning to the first portion, which is the recitation of the Quran, PM, in about 25 minutes. We will begin the kutub of the sermon. So at this time here, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, a recording. We will come back in about 25 minutes, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy. And will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose, move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
فيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the wind scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا
And
السلام عليكم
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the rejected enemy with the name of Allah the merciful benefactor the merciful redeemer أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له We bear witness that there is no God but Allah There is none, nothing worthy of worship besides Him أشهد أن محمد رسول الله And we bear witness Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه إجمعين أما بعد الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره فَلُوْتِنِي بِهِ عَزُ وَجَلَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ It is to Allah that we seek for help, we ask for help, and it is to Allah that we ask for forgiveness. We believe in Allah. We say to Allah, فَلُوْتِنِي بِهِ We believe in you, عَزُ وَجَلَ, be exalted. And that is our focus as human beings in our very nature, in our very makeup, which Allah gave to us. Allah gave us a nature of submission. Allah gave us a nature of obedience. Natural. He gave us a nature to listen. As human beings, we are inclined, we are excited about those who are bigger, taller, faster, smarter, quicker. We were inclined to them. That's why we pay big money to go to see concerts, basketball games, and football games, because these human beings are doing something that I can't do. And so I admire them. Allah put that in our nature to look up to people that can really do something fantastic above the norm. And that nature, as it grows and then as it matures, the nature to be inclined that way, as it grows and as it matures, then we find that I have been misdirecting admiration. And it belongs to Allah. It belongs to Allah. I say it often, and it's a concept that we really can benefit from. And it's a single syllable in the Arabic. It's a letter lam with a kasra beneath it. Just that alone. Le, just le by itself. So what comes with le is all very important things in our life. I say my son, right? Liv Wallet. That was very important to me, right? I think my mother, right? These were important to us. So as we are as creatures, instead with the nature to be inclined to appreciate beauty, we can go out to the mountaintop and just be thinking, look at that scenery. Right? Because on a nice quiet night, if you're out in the country, particularly in the city, we got light pollution, and you get to see the stars and you get, your mouth just fall open. Allah put that in us. It's a good thing. But as we grow in maturity and understanding, we realize it's lillahi. This is for, right, lillahi. We say, alhamdu lillahi, right? Alhamdu is the perfect praise. But the perfect praise is lillahi. It's for Allah. Okay, so when a person dies, you say, in there, lillahi, right? In there, surely, lillahi. So this lid, that one little, that lamb with the kasra at the bottom, just that by itself is so powerful and so potent in our lives. And you can say that for things that belong to you or that you belong to naturally. You naturally belong to it. You can't say lid kitab, no. That's a book, right? You can't say likitab. Because a book can be transferred, it can be sold, it can be lost, it can be found, right? You may sell it to somebody else. But when you say, and that's Indi, right? Indi, right? In other words, the ownership of the possession is my possession, but it's not guaranteed, it's not natural, it's not original, it just came my way. This telephone or this microphone, right? It came my way. That's Indy. Right? So if I say lish, that's a potent phrase. Lillahi. It means that before I came into a consciousness, it was a live possession. It was already a live possession. And if I lose consciousness, I go crazy. It's still Allah's possession. What is? Alhamdulillah, right? That's Allah's possession. No interference, no middleman. No one get a cut out of the deal. Yeah? Lillahi. What is? Alhamdulillahi. So when a person passes, dies, the Quran says to say, inna lillahi. Surely they belong to Allah. We are Allah's possession. It takes us a while to get to that understanding. You think, my mama and my daddy possess me. No. They already trusted with you. Allah possesses you. A lot of marriages don't work out because they say, my wife is my possession. And no, she's not. She's Allah's possession. For my husband, he's my possession. He's not your possession. He's Allah's possession. He's to help you get to paradise and you to help him get to paradise. And that's when most marriages fall apart. When someone thinks they own somebody. You don't own anybody. You happen to own yourself. And the only way you're the only yourself because you don't know yourself. You say, well, what is myself? And myself is a righteous Muslim. When I come to that understanding, I got it. My true self is to be a righteous Muslim. Allah created me with the nature to be a righteous Muslim. He created every human being on the planet to be, by nature, a righteous Muslim. He said it was their society that made, or their parents that made them Christians and Jews and something else. But Allah, by nature, the original purpose, was for us to be Muslim. And some of us are blessed by Allah to come to a realization. I'm Muslim. And that's what I am. That's me. I'm not a black man, a white man. Arab or not Arab. That was the wisdom of Rasulullah, peace be upon him, in this last sermon, right? The superiority of a black over a white, or a white over a black, or a non-Arab over an Arab, or an Arab over a non-Arab. No superiority in that. Your superiority is in your taqwa. And when you get to that understanding, all those other artificial, man-made barriers would just fall off like dust. It just fall out of the way. And it would quit blinding the human family to think someone's better. Even like gender. And there's some, and I've read some books, you probably have read too, written by some Muslim man that are not fit to be read because they think that their male makeup makes them superior to the female. They're Muslim to think that way. And you can't find support for that in the Quran. Allah said to the man, he gave you a degree of advantage over the woman because we have to be the kalamuna, the maintainers. That's it. Allah made males bigger and taller and more muscles because he got to get out there and get busy to be the kalamuna, the one that maintains and protects, provides for. That's our job. And the role of the female or the wife, right, is to that she maintains in the house what Allah would have her maintain in the house. What Allah would have her maintain in the house. So if the man's outside trying to provide for the house, he's a creature for more so for adventure. I know this is not a popular conversation now. Oh no, we are all equal. There's nothing. There's no two people on the earth equal. Allah gave us all various degrees. So some things nowadays we can't talk about. They say, "Oh, you're being what they call it, toxic masculinity." That's a new phrase, toxic masculinity. No, you're not going to emasculate us. You're not going to do that. And we may have to allow for man to be what Allah called us to be. And the word again in Arabic is kalamuna, which means to be the maintainer, the provider, and the protector. And that's it. That's it. So if we can get past these gender labels, these racial labels, these nationalistic labels, then we will see how Allah wants us to be. He wants to be those who submit willingly. And that's the key. Willingly submit our will to do God's will. So you mean God gave us a choice? You better believe that he did. He gave us a clear choice. And then gave us the message as to if you make this choice, you're going to receive good. If you make that choice, you guarantee you're going to receive the horn, the shard, the horn. Because Allah put it in his qadr. Qadr means his final decree. He put it in all things of creation, two things, Kaya and the Shah. Kaya means it's good and it's good for you. And in that same idol, that's the Shah. Now, if you think you got, if you know it all, and you say, well, I read what Allah said to me, but I'm going to do this anyway, then you're guaranteed to get the Shah, the evil that comes from it. Allah gave us free will. Allah gave us an intellect to think outside. Tree can't think. The animals can't think the way we do. But Allah gave us, the human being, that ability for a specific reason. Because on Judgment Day, now, dear brothers and sisters, can it be a Judgment Day if you had no say-so on your actions and your deeds? No, it cannot be. You can't say, I had no say so. How you going to punish me for something that happened and I had no say so in the issue? Allah said you say so. And it said it was to the point to where it says, Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah, but you're not the father of any of them. You can't hold them by their hand and guide them to Islam. You must just give the message plainly and give it clear as you can. That's it. You're not their wakil. kill me, one that's looking out for you, your interest to maintain. He said, Muhammad, tell them, if you're not there, why kill? Each of us has to be accountable. People want to come and bring things to the imam or whatever, and I do the best I can, but a lot of times I can't help you. I'm just telling you the truth. Yeah, but you're the imam, and I know. Go look up in the dictionary and see what it means. I'm not that the man is your affairs, you can't manage my affairs. If the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, cannot manage our affairs, what do we do like trying to get in everybody else's business? See, now, if you may need professional help, you may need to go talk to that sister over there because she got more experience on that than me. Or that brother over there, they got more experience on this than me. You got to get out of these modes of trying to lift people up to positions that they don't qualify for and don't have the courage to tell you, hey, I'm not qualified. You got to tell them. You know, say, that's how I started my league. That's not my lane. I'm trying to stay in my lane. My lane is to be the imam. Or your lane is to be the husband, or be the wife, the child, whatever lane you're in, recognize it. But as a whole, you say, you must, I will, willingly, to do God's will. So we're told in the Quran, again, the verse we said before, it says, Inna lillahi, or Inna lillahi raji'un, right? Surely, we are Allah's possession. Understand that to believers. You are Allah's possession. And that you're going to return to him as his possession. So we say when someone dies. For some people, we have adopted influences from this society. They say, oh, they have returned to Allah. How do you know? How do you know? You don't know that. But we say that, right? Oh, they have returned to ED, past tense. They have returned to Allah. Even Mount says, say returning. Because right now, brothers and sisters, we are returning right now. Yeah? So to the day we are born, we are headed back to Allah. You say, I'm going to school. Yeah, you're going to school. I'm going to the store, all right? I'm going to the bookies. I'm going out of town. We're doing all that. But there's one constant in all those goings. You're going back to Allah. Can't stop it. Couldn't start it. You can't stop it. That's powerful right there. You say, my life, right, or your life. Hey, guess what? I couldn't start it, and it ain't for me to stop it. Yes, you say, oh, yeah, but so-and-so committed suicide. Well, so-and-so got the charge to commit suicide, but if it was not Allah's will, they would not have died. And you all know my career as a firefighter, and I've seen it over and over again, attempted and successful suicide. You know, and I wanted to get too graphic, but I see some people who really hurt themselves. And they walked out. They're trying to kill themselves. They walked to the ambulance. Yeah? So it's not our call to make. Because we say, I belong to Allah. And now I recognize that, and I submit to that. That's a powerful. That's powerful. Allah says in the Quran, He created the death and the life. And we've been so mystified. Oh, death is a bad thing. Death is not a bad thing. It can be sad, but not bad. So the Lord created it. Yes? So things the Lord created make us happy. Some make us serious. Some make us cry. Some make us laugh. But we say, if the Lord's will, I accept it. MashaAllah, right? We got inshallah, we got mashallah, right? Inshallah, if it's Allah's will, I accept it. Mashallah, it was Allah's will, and I accept it. Yes? You got that. So we say, when a person passes, you say, that's Allah's will. We all going to go that way. Are you sad? Yeah, I'm really sad. I'm hurt. I mean, but my family passed decades ago. I think about too long, I guess, as it gets. So that's okay. That's okay. That's a natural reaction. But do you accept it? Yes, I accept it. Why? Because that's Allah's creation. That's Allah's will. And if we have that disposition or that thinking on a lot of things in life, and the words of the Quran would bring more true, it says the believer is one that don't get too upset. Don't get too elated. A believer is one that's like middle. He said, that was really terrible. I said, yes, it was. But they said, well, why are you not upset? Because the Muslim got an even keel. Because if I display a boo-hoo and cry and pitch a fit, what I'm saying in there is that I don't trust in Allah going to help me out. I can't lose that much of my humanity over a difficulty without me giving a quiet indication that I don't believe Allah is going to help me. Yeah. And same time, when we get a big success, a big victory, our chest stuck out and our head is up, and we be all proud, that's saying the same thing. You don't believe that Allah done that for you. You think you did that by yourself, and men say that, don't they? Men say that all the time. They name everything after a man. This is a law of creation, right? And the man is lucky to find the cure to Alzheimer's. And you know who found the cure to Alzheimer's? Dr. Alzheimer's. And that's who found it. Yes, all these names, Lou Gehrig disease, all these things for these diseases, Fahrenheit. There was a scientist named Fahrenheit who designed that scale. And yes, there was a best scientist named Celsius who designed their scale. They're arrogant people. They're arrogant. Their chest is stuck out. That's a law of creation. And you got nerve to take and put your name on a law of creation. That's really a bad situation. That's arrogance. That's arrogance. And many things in the Islamic community is named not after the person who Allah blessed to find it, is named after the nature or the function or the purpose of it. That's how a Muslim should name it. If I go and discover something, I'm going to call it the Sahir, whatever. We don't do that. Not as Muslims. I'll put my name on it. I look at the nature of it, its purpose, and I name it according to that. That's being humble. And then in the process, we say, Alhamdulillah. That's a man that we should study very seriously. George Washington Carver. Go study that man. You say, is he the guy with the peanut? He's the guy that done more. They keep giving up George Washington Carver's name, the peanut. I'll be thinking with the peanut. But he made so many inventions. This is that man overseas. Henry Ford hired him in Detroit. The president, when they were paralyzed, he drove from Washington, D.C. to shake the man's hand down in the South. And George Washington Carver made all these inventions. And they say, you're going to patent these? You can get rich, you know. And you know what his words were? God gave it to me free. God gave it to me free. At the end of the school year, the guy who controlled the books of the comptroller had to run down and find George Washington Carver every year. You know why? He didn't cash one single paycheck. So that's a model, right? That's a model. That's a model. In order for the prophets to be prophets, in order for them to be prophets, they could not bring themselves to the conversation. They had to be emptied. And then Allah gave them the revelation. If they didn't empty themselves, no revelation. They had all their cultural experiences, all their life experiences, all the advice they got from their mama and daddy and grandpa and grandma. They had to empty all that out. Each time Rasulullah went to the cave, Mount Hira, he was emptying himself. He was exhausting himself. And when he was nothing but an empty mind, an empty cave, then he told Ikhra Bismillah. That's true for all of God's prophets. And so for us, we say that statement when we say la ilaha. That's what it means. All this ilaha means what? False gods, right? False God could be an idea, could be a concept, it could be money, it could be a husband, it could be a wife, all kinds of little false gods could be in our life, right? But before you become Muslim, you gotta say no to every last single one of them. That's why we renew our shahada every day. After we've been Muslim for a while, they keep trying to creep back into our lives. These little illas, these little being false gods. Every day, right now, trying to get back into your life, you say lie. Lie and lie. Illallah, except Allah. We renew that. We refresh in our lives because we belong to Allah. And Rasulullah said, upon him said, be. He said, the shaitan has given up all hope in getting you to do the big sins. You find the average Muslim that smoking, drinking, fornicating, lying, stealing, most Muslims, that's not a problem. Hey, I want it. I'm gone. He said, but be mindful of shaitan with the little sins, the little gossip. Did you hear this? Are you looking at someone getting all suspicious? The shaitan gonna come in through that way. They says, you are with Sufi. He whispers, you are with Sufi. Sudur. Sudur in us, right? He whispers into the hearts. If he came loud and proud, you could be wrong, you could throw our dukes up, right? To Satan. Let get out of here. You come to it with a nice suggestion. Oh man, that's a nice clothes you got. That's why they come. That's a nice clothes. Man, you're so smart. You sure look good, sister. That's how they say Taranka and whispers. And if we're not on guard, you say, oh, yes? we'll bite the apple. Oh, yeah? You think so? Yeah, I think I look pretty good. No, don't do that. You say, you should tell them, I thought you were my friend. I thought you loved me. You're trying to bring me down by patting me on my back unnecessarily. And so what did we say? We got one phrase to say. Most times we say, Alhamdulillah. Right? Don't be praising me. Don't get Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Go back to that list. Alhamdulillah. The praise belongs originally. That list, the lahi, it says original possession. It's not shared with anybody. It's non-transferable. It was from the beginning, it will be to the end. Lillahi. Alhamdulillahi. The perfect praise, Lillahi, belongs to God. And when someone prays, we say, in the Lillahi. The word in that, what in that means? It means surely, definitely. They're in that. In there, right? In there, little, definitely, without a doubt, no conversation to be held. In there, little life, definitely, surely, I belong to Allah. I'm His possession. And I'm going to return to Him as His possession. And we're thankful for that. That will save us, our families, and humanity from a lot of crazy things that go on. Many of the arrogant wars going on in politics, in the military, and ethnic wars, it's because someone has allowed a voice to come in and give them an undue, unnatural message that they are something that they are not. And in the process, they give the other person, they feed in our mind for the other person a name, a nickname. And the Quran says, once a person has become a believer, it is a sin to call someone by an offensive nickname. Once you have become a believer, you believe in Allah, and that's Allah's creation, and you're going to give it an offensive nickname? That is a way of allowing you to dumb down your sensitivities to go hurt them, not always physically, but now you allow this, I can call them a nigger or a coon or a spike, and that means that they are less than what Allah made them to be, and I'm lying against Allah's creation. So the Muslims say, Alhamdulillah, we don't call each other by offensive nicknames. You can't put the word offensive in it. So sometimes you see sometimes people call it grandchildren sugar and honey. We ain't talking about that. But somebody that once you allow yourself to think that you call someone outside of the nature, because name and nature is the same thing. You don't forget that name and nature is the same thing. That's why when you sign your name, it's called a sign of your nature, right? I know they say signature, but look at it. It's two words, sign and nature. Yes? That's your name. Your nature is your name. And sometimes in the translation, it says, Allah said to Adam, tell them their names, right? In some books it says, tell them their nature, because name and nature are really saying the same thing. So if we reduce ourselves or lie to ourselves, convince ourselves, I can call, if I have a lead, you know, I can call somebody outside of their nature offensively, Allah says, don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. Because you are lying against what Allah has made. And that's been done throughout creation. Caused wars, political wars, financial wars, slavery, women abuse, child labor. All these things come out of the person convincing themselves, I can abuse Allah's creation. And you can. You can, but you won't get by with it. And that's Allah's promise. That He will help those. There is no barrier, no hijab in between Allah and the oppressed person. We should never forget that. There's no barrier between Allah and the, he says, be mindful, be very careful of the prayer of the oppressed person. This is advice from my prophet Muhammad, right? You see someone oppressed praying? Oh, you won't bother that, because there's no barrier between Allah and the oppressed. Don't oppress people. And don't allow people to oppress you. Allah grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the life to come. And protect us from the torment of the virus of sin. Alhamdulillah. The perfect praise of God. Dear beloved Muslims, believers, we thank Allah for giving us our community life, as people who turn ourselves to a creator. We do it as an individual. We do it as a collective community. So we can build a life. Allah tells us in the Quran that it says, oh mankind, it says, save yourselves and your families. Believers, save yourselves and your family. And it says, kul afusikum, right? And just that kul, And I said, what's this kul? I kept looking at it. Just kul. It says, kul afusikum. I kept looking at it, and it goes back to the same root word as taqwa. I said, okay, now I'm getting something, right? So, there is a God consciousness that every community must have, every nation must have. Every time a people come together, it says a nation didn't fall until they forgot prayer. That's when they fall. A nation falls when they forget prayer. So that prayer is where we refresh and rebuild, we make stronger our God consciousness. And so let us pray to Allah that we be of a community based on taqwa, based on a remembrance of God, and also a community based on tawheed, the oneness. Of course, there's the oneness of God, tawheed, but there's the oneness of humanity as well, the oneness of mankind. And then also with tawheed, there's the oneness of creation. We don't see a divided creation. Allah's creation, Allah is one. He made one holistic, interchangeable universe. And that's what the word universe is saying. It's a unit, but it's versatile. That's what it's saying. And in the various verses, like verses to a song, it's still one song, right? So universe is one universe. It's that tawheed. And once we can come to appreciate that oneness of God, and the oneness of humanity, and the oneness of creation, then it will free up our minds to go back to the Quran and get more light from it. You get more light from it. You say, well, how's that? Because as long as you're seeing something in the universe as being other than God's, then you can't get the blessing from it. As long as you're seeing another human being as being other than from God, you can't get the best from it. And the oneness of God speaks for itself. You see the oneness of God, you just lost. Just lost. The oneness of God. If you don't have that, you are lost. And so the Quran says, don't say three, say one. It says, don't say Trinity. The Quran says that. And tell us, we should tell people, don't say three. How are you going to say three? I mean, I learned that math in the first grade. Don't confuse the math. One is not three, and three is not one. And the only thing you say, three times. It's one three times, but still it's one. It all goes back to one. And when we recognize that oneness in our community, right? The Ummah should be one. We should be one as community. We should be one as Muslims. We should be one. And Allah says to each of us, it'll say, go to which he turned us, right? In other words, my interest may not be your interest or her interest. But Allah says, after saying that, he says what? But turn you all together to this one Qibla, to this one focus. And again, Smith 49:13, Allah said he made us from a male and a female. Yeah? A faqir and a hufa, a male and a female, right? So they became tribes and nations, right? Qabila, Shuba, right? But all that for a reason. He says, let the honor folks to get acquainted with each other. As they get acquainted with each other, what do I say next? But the best of you, it goes back to individual, right? It begins with the individual, pair, nation, all that. Then it says, but the best of you is he who is most God conscious. So let us build our taqwa. Build our taqwa. He says, how do you build your taqwa? Let you train yourself to say that all that I'm doing is for God consciousness. Not to pin a ribbon on my lapel or put a feather. And my person on the corner, they give him money. We got a natural tendency. We want to help them. I feel sorry for them. And sometimes that we do it so that we'll feel good doing it for their own reason. You do it because Allah says do it. And that's it. That's taqwa. If you put any of yourself in there, you know, that you want to be seen as someone who's charitable or someone who's knowledgeable or someone, don't do it for that reason. Yeah, why are you doing it? Allah said, do it. That's it. That's strong taqwa, and that's how we should be. And when that happens, the floodgates are going to open up for us. A lot of treasures will become more for us because we're not doing it for material gain or military gain or personal gain. We're doing it for the pleasure of Allah. And that's the taqwa. So we pray.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu in la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya Allah Salah. Hayya Allah Salah. Takamatu Salah. Takamatu Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. This is the last great shoulder to shoulder. Like I intended to make to Rakat Salat Jummah. Allahu to Allah, to Allah be exalted. Astaghfir la Kaaba, facing the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الحق لو تكافى حتى زرتم المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لا تعلمون ما يكين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها على يكين ثم لتوصلون يا مائدين النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد فتاتي هذا جد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم You know, sometimes you get out to work, but you just understand that you can't stay. You don't get to fail to make a sandwich or whatever. You have to go. But we have a club. We're going to begin a book reading club, a Muslim book reading club on the Blog Talk station. We're going to begin with the book. And Mother of the Nation, Claire Evans Muhammad, will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And the number for that is 714-816-4673. I do have a few books here if you want to buy one, if you want to join the club. You don't have to join, but you do. You have some books here. Want to begin reading books. They're my people, particularly when I can read, because they're not getting the exposure. But they're some very good books. This book here is really, really good. If you don't have it, you'd be surprised what's inside of it. Good information. Rare history. Also, we're paying for a transition banquet in November 12th, 11th, 12th. We're also going to do a panel discussion on the 11th, dealing with what has been the African-American influence, the contribution to the Islam's contribution to African-American freedom. And I've spoken with a number of the members and ministers in our town. Brother Mayor, looking at his schedule, Ismael, Dr. Moy, Super Brother, Upper Deer Brother, you'll see what has been their contribution so we can get the history documented. So it's very important to share that. So for our banquet, it'll be at Morton University, November 12th. Dr. Sean Huddleston is going to be our speaker, and our main speaker will be Sister Dr. Khalila Ali, the wife of Muhammad, the ex-wife of Muhammad Ali. And she has a new book out as well. She's going to be promoting called The Untold Story. So we got a lot of things going on. And inshallah, we keep on keeping on. Weekend school Sunday, 10:30. Weekend school's off to a good start. Figure out our leadership class because the time is going to be early for leadership class. It was at 10:30 in the weekend school at 10:30 on Sundays. But we're going to keep that going for sure. So we'll figure that out, how we're going to do it. I think that's really it. Blog Talk Radio Show on Sunday at 1. Yes, sir. Okay, I think, yeah. Keep it beautiful. You see more progress is being made. We're having the Eli Lilly Day on the 28th, I believe, this month. Yes. We've been out. I asked her, of course, I said, oh, that's good. Maybe we can fix her some leaves. And I asked her how many people come. She said, 100. I said, oh. They're getting chips and water, I guess. I said, we even got a parking spot for 100 people. But inshallah, we'll work it out. So that's good. That's good. They're going to have benches and get the trees up. So it's going to be changing out there, little by little. Okay, that's all I can think of. Prayer for Sister Amina, Sister Carell's daughter. She had a baby. His name is Jamar. But they had to take it early and by C-section. So she's trying to get. And also keep her tied in the prayers as well. He has shoulder surgery. If he's on, he can type it in. I don't see his name. But he has surgery as well. But then I would keep in mind prayers for those. There's a lot of people who come to the mass here. They're in pain or sick all the time. But they're so happy you never know it. So keep those who are having a hard time to know about and don't know about them. Okay. And then we lost our brother Khalil to my physical presence. Because a lot of people don't feel those who died this way of being dead. But he will be missed. He's the son of Evan here. He's the brother of Ruben, like me. He'll be with us. That's a very good brother. Good. Big brother. And so we have to cherish what he calls us. Keep it going. So, any more announcements? Okay. We got food in the garden still? You got a lot of greens. Yeah, all right. Thank you, everyone.
Washington Journal starts live at 7 Eastern here on C-SPAN. The spiritual leader of the American Society of Muslims announced his resignation Sunday after more than three decades. Imam W. Dean Muhammad talks about Islamic life in America at the Society's annual convention in Chicago. This is 40 Minutes.
Thank you. Thank you. We praise the Lord, creator of the heavens and the earth. We praise him. We worship him only. We obey him, and we obey his messenger, the last prophet, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the traditional salute to him, saying the prayers and the peace be upon him. And what follows of that traditional salute, dear Muslims, dear believers, brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The praise and the thanks is to God, the Lord, keeper of all the worlds. Let me quickly try to take some tension out of the air. We who believe in this religion, we believe in God, and we believe in Muhammad the Prophet, the model of the human being in his perfection as the servant of God. We believers, we know our life. We know our life. And we know what is not our life. And we know our religion. And we know what is not our religion. And we keep our life. And we keep our religion. Other things can come and go, but we keep our life. That is our religion. We keep our religion. So I'm getting ready to be more at work, to do more, to be more productive, and to contribute to the good life of the believers that I have a common history with, and also to the good life of believers that I don't have that common history with. I don't know about you, but when I told the imams of my resignation yesterday, a big burden went off my back. Yes. So I hope that gave you a little relief. Praise be to Allah. How Muslims are to plan our life. We're to plan our life knowing firstly that Islam is our life. And without Islam, we don't have any life. And we are to contribute to the excellence of America, because this is where we live. This is where we're going to stay. This is our country. And we have made great progress in this country after being put down lower than the animals of this land. The vision of our founding fathers, some of them were influenced. After they read the Quran, they were influenced in a good way to become even better visionaries. After they read the Quran, after they got familiar with the Quran and our Prophet Muhammad, his history of how he accomplished so much in about 10 or 11 years, and how he worked for about 20 or 21 years and accomplished so much not only for Muslims, but for the whole of mankind, as God says, مَا أَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That God says he was not sent to be any but a mercy to all the worlds. Then if we follow him, shouldn't we want to see mercy to everybody? Shouldn't we want to see everybody having mercy of God, the mercy of God? Yes, we should. So the vision of our founding fathers is not so far from us. One of the presidents of these United States, it is documented that he read the Quran himself. He read the Quran and he had the courage or the goodness to put it in writing that he read the Quran. And I have met presidents in my time, very recently, who have expressed reverence and deep respect and reverence for our holy book, the Quran, and for the tradition, the life of Muhammad the Prophet. So we don't live in a world of ignorant people. Our leaders are great people in this country. Our presidents and our leaders of our society are great people, and they do respect great things. We don't always know that, but they do. I'm a witness that they do respect great things, and they respect Islam, and they respect our holy book. They respect the last prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. This country welcomes us to diversity. All the other groups that have come before us, they came here because they were welcome. The idea of freedom for this society welcomes all people if they want to start their life over again, if they want a chance to live their life free of being persecuted. Then America says, here is a place for you. Now, we know our history. We know how we ourselves were persecuted. And we know religion has been persecuted, too. In America, religion has been persecuted. But that was not something that was called for by the founding fathers. The founding fathers planned the future of this society so that it would become a welcome place for all people having good intentions and wanting to establish their life after being denied their freedom, that freedom in their own lands or in their own country. So we have to ourselves then appreciate this diversity and be supporters of this diversity. In Islam, God says to us, La ikraha fid din, that is, let there be no forcing people in the religion, no compulsory, no forcing people in religion. Don't force people in religion. Says the way is clear. Whoever wants the way, take it. Whoever is not wanting the way, then let him be free to reject it. This is Islam. Not imposing our way on other people. Then we shouldn't try to promote our interests put down other people or try to have some plan to defeat their interests or to kill their life that they have chosen to have in this land of opportunity. We should respect all people who come here who want to have their life. We are latecomers, so we should study the history of this diversity, the history of the people that came here to have their life free and be not so that they won't have to be afraid of rulers, of tyrants, who would take their freedom from them. So we, if we are going to enjoy, Muslims, if we are going to enjoy this same freedom here, then the first thing we should do is have at least our imams, our teachers, our leaders, knowing the history of this diversity, so that we will appreciate it and support others in having the same freedom that we want for ourselves. I repeat, our religion, Islam, is our life. While planning our life, we are to keep our plan in line with the Quran and with the tradition of the life of our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him. In order to be successful as a Muslim society or a Muslim community, planning our life here in America, We must know the Quran better. We must know the life of Muhammad better, because we will be forming something un-Islamic if we don't form it in accordance with the teachings of the Quran and the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are in Chicago. I know a lot of you have heard things about old Chicago like you've heard things about the old West. You're in one of the best cities we have in these United States. In fact, I think it is the greatest. It may have some small towns with about 70 people in it, or maybe 700, and that's better as an environment. But you're still going to have to leave that small town and go to a bigger town. So come to Chicago anytime you like. You got an invitation from Imam Radifuddin Muhammad, W. Dean Muhammad. We must understand also that our life is to be established in community, and it is to be established as community life. Individuals' lives depend upon community life. I remember studying the writings on how people, human beings that is, individuals, must have the freedom and opportunity to interact with other human beings, grow up in a human environment in order to become human. Isn't that something? If you don't have that, then if you are left without a human environment in the wilderness, they documented this. They found a boy. They called the boy. The boy was like an animal. When they found the boy was like an animal, thinking itself one of the animals, because that boy had not the opportunity to live and interact with other human beings. So Allah didn't create us to be alone. Allah created us to be in community life. And if you want to progress economically or business, financially, business-wise or financially, you need each other. You need each other. You need community. So God gave us the concept that will satisfy all of our needs as individuals on this planet. That concept is community life. And God says of us, you are the best community, of the best communities evolved for the good of all people. Khayra ummatan ukhrijat linnas. The best of communities evolved for the good of all people. We must also understand that our community, because we are a minority in America, we are not the whole society, we are small part of this society. Our community exists in the environment of the bigger community that surrounds all of us, that is, or engulfs all of us, that is the community of the American people, mostly Christians. Others are increasing in number here that belong to other religions or other spiritual persuasions, but the majority are Christians. So we are most likely going to have Christians as our neighbors. I have a Christian, I don't know if he approved me giving his name. He's Mr. Thomas. He's Mr. Thomas. He has two names from the Bible. He's Mr. Isaiah Thomas. I've lived as his neighbor now for several years, and I trust him with my life just like I trust my life with the best of you. And he's a good Christian, a good church-going Christian. So we are to recognize our neighbors and follow Muhammad's advice to us, be aware of our neighbor, and be always ready to assist your neighbor when your neighbor is in need. This is the teachings of prophets. By me living that, thank you, thank you. By me living that with my Christian neighbors, I have the best Christian neighbors. I have the best. They only want to know if you're good and if you mean them well, you know? If you're going to be good by them, if you care about them. If you let them know that, then you'll see love come out of them that you don't see come out of a lot of Muslims. Now, I'm a good doctor. I can heal some of you Muslims if you let me. And we are also in the global community. We are part of the whole community of mankind, the international community of people. We are in that context too. So we must also be aware of that and draw from our religious teachings, draw from the Quran, and draw from the life and teachings of Muhammad the Prophet, so that we will be successful in embracing mankind, citizens of the United States of America, near and far, and winning the friendship of the good, healthy-minded people, so that we will have more freedom in this land to prosper. Freedom is offered to everybody that comes here, and you're free. But you have to plan your freedom. If you don't plan your freedom, freedom will destroy you. As so many out there in the streets that are destroyed by the freedom, as they perceive freedom that they perceive is destroying them. We don't want freedom to destroy us. We want freedom to give us more opportunity to live our life of health and productivity. We thank God. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Again, we must be also appreciative of people who open their doors to us. Now, we know times have changed, so it's no big thing that we're having this meeting here, our annual public address here at the UIC Pavilion. This is no big thing. But in a way, it is a big thing, too. When you look at the fear that's in the air because of the things that's going on in this world and how Muslims are characterized by some of the things that Muslims are doing, you must also agree with me then that it is a big thing that we are having this meeting in this pavilion. Now, we Muslims are to see that our community life is not without good leaders. People complain, oh, this place is bad, and or this masjid ain't like it should be. This imam, he should do this. Complain to everybody but the right person. Complain to him. Hold your leaders responsible. This is Islam. Allah has taught us with the Quran and Muhammad that when judgment day comes, every people will be gathered together with their imams, with their leaders. You're going to be gathered before the judgment, and your leader is going to be with you, so that they will be a witness against you or for you, and you will be a witness against them or for them. And the Prophet said, peace be upon him, he said, religion is sincerity. And they asked to further explain. And he said, it's sincerity of a leader toward his following, and sincerity of a following toward the leader. So to be sincere with leaders, your leaders, you have to be truthful with them. You have to not talk behind their back what you can't say to them before their faces. And for them to be sincere by you and with you, they have to not put their government jobs before your interests. So you are free as Muslims and you are free as Americans to choose the life you want. So you need to choose leaders who love believers and whose life that they're living, whose behavior that we're looking at, tell us they love believers. You need to choose leaders, imams, who love obedience to God and who love respect for God and love respect for the God-given dignity or the God-given, quote, in the Quran, honor, end quote, the God-given honor that every human person should be respected for having, whether that human person respects that honor that God has given them or not. We should not be the one to disrespect the honor that God has created for them. We should call them back to the honor if they are ignorant of it. Call them back to the honor that God created them for. But don't let us disrespect that honor. Respect everybody. And that ain't the first time you heard that. My father told you to do that. Education. Muslims must understand that education enables man to make progress in big, big measures. Without it, you make progress in little, small measures. Look at the societies before modern history. Look at the societies that didn't have education, that were not devoted to science, or not devoted to industry, not devoted to knowledge. Look at them in history, and you'll see how small their contribution is to mankind. Then look at those who have the appreciation for science, appreciation for industry, appreciation for education, and look at the big world that they have created for mankind. So you must support education. You must have a respect for education, and you must support it. Even if you're poor, support it with your mouth, with your lips. Give support with your mouth, with your lips, for education, even if you're poor and ignorant. Isn't that how our parents from slavery and our parents from the South, when the North was open to them and they had to leave the South to make progress, isn't that what they told their children? And then they pressed upon their children, now you might do very well up north, but get an education. You owe it to me, son, and you owe it to your grandfather who's gone, or you owe it to your grandmother who's dead in her grave, to get yourself, you're free and we were not, get yourself a good education. And with that encouragement, the early history of our people after freedom from physical bondage, from slavery on the plantation, is a history of the rise of intellects, the rise of brilliant men and brilliant women who were our leaders and who made great progress for us in that time immediately after slavery up until the Civil Rights Movement. Up until the Civil Rights Movement. Then the movement changed from one of an academic movement, an academic-supported movement, it changed from that to a political movement, a movement for civil rights. We have to keep history in our view. You know, the teachers under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they used to say, history is best to reward all research. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's ministers and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad were speaking mostly to a congregation, nationally and locally, a congregation that was almost 100% illiterate. Yes, we weren't intellectuals. We were trying to learn how to read. And we had programs for adults and children under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's leadership to teach adults and children how to read. In fact, you couldn't even become a member until you wrote correctly a letter requesting to be a member. Is that not so? Yes. That was to emphasize and make you know that it's very important that you become literate. That man wanted us to succeed. I'm speaking of the teacher of my father, the one that he called God in the person, in the flesh. That man wanted us to succeed. He didn't want us to fail. And he knew that to succeed, you must appreciate knowledge. You must want to become literate. So let's not forget that, and let us go back to putting importance on things like it's supposed to be put on things, and putting importance on things that are more important than others, put more important on those things and less important on those things that are lesser in importance. So your leaders must be encouraged to support private schools. The more we live on this planet, in these times, things have changed. Trends are different. The more we support private schools, the more we prepare our community, not just ourselves and our children, the more we prepare our community to prosper in the future, to prosper in the future. More and more, we're going to see government burden financially to finance our public schools. And we're going to see society growing in numbers and growing in problems, just like it is now. It's not going to change. It's going to continue to grow in numbers and grow in problems. The problems of living in these big cities is going to get greater and greater. It's going to take more and more tax money, government funding, to keep civilization, to keep some sign or some sanctuary of civilization. So we have to be able to look into the future. Our leaders, you're reading, you're literate, look into the future. See what the future has in store for us, and you'll see that if you want to be successful, you have to put more important on education. You're now being challenged by newcomers who come here and they score higher on the test than average American score. So the American public of yesterday is challenged by newcomers today to even appreciate knowledge more and devote yourself more to academic achievement. If you don't, you're going to find yourself way behind them. And maybe that's God's plan, I don't know, but I know I'm not going to believe it until I can't do anything about it. I'm going to try to do something about it. And the way we do something about it is prepare for it now. Support our private schools. We need private schools. These public schools can't teach us Islamic life. Even if they hire a Christian or a Jew, or even a Muslim, to work in the public school and teach us Muslim life, Islamic life, you'll be better off having your own Muslim school doing it, because that situation will not give you what your own situation will give you. I was told by an FBI who was questioning me during troubled times for the Nation of Islam, and I had been excommunicated, I had been put out. So he was questioning me, and he was asking me questions about my father. He took over the conversation and started telling me things about my father. Well, I know they're better information getters than I am, you know, so he didn't shock me at all. So he said, your father didn't just give money to Muslims. So your father gave money to needy Christians also. And I hesitated, and I thought a little bit. And a couple of scenes came back to my mind, and I saw my father in the dining room at the table, and I recall him saying that he had sent some money to some Christians who needed some help. So I told him, I said, yes, I said, I'm aware of that. After I hesitated for a couple of minutes, I said, yes, I'm aware of that. Maybe it was just 15 seconds. It seemed like it was a long time, though. I hesitated. Probably 15 seconds. So I hesitated, and I told him, I said, yes, I am aware of that. Yes. All right. When we plan our life, and especially our schools, we should plan these schools so that we help Muslim children not only attending our Muslim schools, but Muslim children who are in public schools. We should have a program also for Muslim children who are in public schools so that we assist them with their courses, with their subjects that they're having difficulty with. So we need to give them tutorial help to help them make better grades in the public school. We can do that. That won't cost us a whole lot. So while we are not able to provide enough schools or enough quality schools to take care of all of the children of our parents, let us assist those parents with their children who are attending, children that are attending public school, by offering a program for them too, where they can get Islamic education on the weekend and where they can get assistance, tutorial help during the week and on the weekend. Community life is the full life, complete life. Community life is the full life, it's the complete life. Community life is where you can have full expression for your life, your whole life, where you express your spiritual life, and that's number one. You go and join your brothers and sisters on Fridays in Jumu'ah prayer, and you go and join them at any time that you can, that's possible for you. You join them in the five daily prayers as a group, and you pray with your brothers and sisters. This is the spiritual life, yes. And you work to improve your financial situation so that you can help that spiritual life. Don't you know, if spiritual life didn't need help, God wouldn't have put it in a body. God put it in a flesh and blood body. My spiritual life can't communicate to you except through this instrument, my flesh body. It needs it. Take away this flesh body, I can't reach you with any communication. Some people believe they can, but that's spooky. Yes. So value this physical body and know that the physical body that you live in is a sign from God to you that as you need a house for your own soul, your community life needs physical structures for you to express your life in and express your life upon and by. Yes, you need stores. You need businesses for business life. You need cultural centers for cultural expression, for weddings, for child celebration, for new birth celebrations, etc. For plays that will instruct the people to have the good life. You need this. So no wonder they call us spooks. We don't have a body out here in the world. While mentioning culture, I want to mention to you something that really made me feel sad. And that was, I thought when I went to speak at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York, that I was still speaking, I would be speaking, pardon me, in a facility that was owned by Percy Sutton family, his business partners, and his family. Percy Sutton is African-American of prominence, political figure, a great political figure after Clayton Power, and well-respected person, and still is deserving of that respect, but somehow the management of that theater didn't go well for him, and they lost the Apollo Theater. And then we rented it. They told me that we were renting it from a Jew. Now, that's not to say that that's bad. You know, maybe it's better that we were renting it from a Jew. Sometimes it's better that a Jew is doing business with you. I've had some good Jews to open up opportunities for me. Yes, I have. When I didn't have a job, I had a Jew to befriend me. So this old idea that all Jews are like those that used to be in Jewtown, you know, cheating us and robbing us, telling you, how you like that suit? I remember this. Say, look in the mirror. And he got a hand full of the suit, holding it like this, so it looks real neat and tight in the front. But you don't know that. All you just feel it. Oh yeah. You get home, man, you want to go back there and kill that Jew. So we have a lot of bad experiences with Jews, but that was a certain group of Jews who were hungry in hell, you know. They were the poor Jews of Jewtown, a marketplace called Jewtown. But you could get some good hot dogs there. Yeah, I'm telling you, some good hot dogs. Chicago-style kosher hot dogs, man, they're all right. My son say, Daddy, don't say hot dog. He said, I don't like that expression. I say, what should I say, son? He say, say Franks. We're hearing a lot of talk about the one world order. Now, we know people will look at the one world order differently. I guess the president and our State Department, when they think about the one world order, I'm sure they're thinking about how the business life of the planet Earth is becoming one system now, just one life system. It's no more like it used to be, each country having its separate economy and working separately and not interacting or really knowing its dependence on the other economies. But now that's gone, that time is gone. So we do have a one world economic order. And I'm sure that we would like to improve the political order, and we'd like to see the political units, or that is the nations, the separate nations of our planet, coming together to cooperate with each other for the good life, for peace and the good life of all of us, of all nations. But I don't know if that's what they have in mind for the political order. I don't know. But I do believe it's that. I know one thing. I served as a member of a special committee serving the president during the time of the Democrats in the White House, President Clinton, and I was working directly with the State Department at that time. And I was given that opportunity by the going out Secretary of State, he saw that I was in before the next Secretary of State came in. But our work didn't really start until the next Secretary had been established in that position. And I do have experience that tells me that the United States government, under the President of these United States, is very much interested in seeing peace and justice for all people, for all nations in the world. Now, that is interfered with by private interests. Private interests makes it very difficult for any government to achieve all it wants. But again, we must understand our responsibility to not only contribute to our own government or to our own community government, and don't think you don't have a government. A Muslim community must have its own government. Its government is seen in its organization and in its leaders. That's your government. Your government, the religious government, is seen in its organization and in its leaders. If the organization is good and the leaders are good, you have good government. And our government lives under the protection, have the protection, if we live with respect for others. Our government, our religious government, has the protection of the government of these United States. And we should be obligating ourselves as much as other Americans obligate themselves to contribute to this government to make it better. If we are not pleased with it, let us be as other free Americans who are self-assertive, aggressive, and who appreciate their freedom and know that they have the right to influence the shape and the future or the course of their government. Let us be as energetic, as enthusiastic, and as responsible as they are. Let us join them in working to make our government better, have our government better for all of us. I was reading in the Quran, I'm a student of the Bible too, I'm a very good student of the Bible. Some of you preachers will be surprised what I can share with you if you meet me in private. God has blessed me with understanding of the scripture, and I thank God for it, and I would like to share with good people what God has blessed me with. Yes, so I read in the Bible about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and I read in the Quran about Jesus Christ, and I read how his disciples said Jesus was calling for assistance, for people to help him. And his disciples replied to him, we are your helpers to God. We are your helpers to God. We are your helpers under God. We are your helpers for God. We are your helpers to bring God's cause to God, to bring it where he wants it to go, to take it where he wants it to go. Now, I firmly believe that African-American people have a history that justified God's intervention. I believe African-American people have a history that justified God selecting the best of us to lead us into a model life that will be a model life to help strengthen the faith and trust that is in people to make this world a better life, a better world, and a better life for all. You are chosen. Thank you. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
It's Book TV's 5th anniversary, and this fall, we have your favorite authors live every weekend. Look for in-depth interviews.